April showers bring session growlers. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour, a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Matt, again, we're just the bad month, bad past month for Matt, but it's possible he could jump in here. Don't know. We'll get him back soon. Start hounding him on social media. Say, what the frick, Matt? Yeah. Are you going to like be on the perfect pour anymore? What's going on? What's the deal? Start really stressing him out about it. So he can come back to the show really stressed. I'm pretty happy. We got the April. We're in April and the spring and the sessions and the pails and the IPA. Finally IPA season. Thank God.
Finally. It's happened.
I mean, there hasn't been any IPA around to drink, and now finally we're going to start seeing something.
Yeah, if you're lucky, I mean, you got to look hard.
Yeah.
You know,
there hasn't been any.
The good thing is they'll all be super fresh. You don't have to worry about old beer.
Oh, no. Don't worry about checking your dates now, because it's all, everything. Definitely don't have to worry about checking if it says 2021.
Right. That sign in the liquor store that says guaranteed fresh.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and trust it. Don't even turn the can upside down. Don't worry about it.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
We're going to be hanging out with you and talking about the beers we were drinking last week and the beers we're looking out for. And the listeners are going to call us and tell us, tell us what's going on, some trends they got going on. Just all the fun stuff.
Trends.
Just to hang out, man. You like beer. You like good beer. That's what we're here for. We just like to hang out and be craft beer related content. And we've been here for 10 years just chilling with you. So
I think we should start a magazine called Beer Trends. Because it's time for magazines.
Beer Trends.
Beer Trends.
I love gold. Finally, let's get some magazines back. We're going to bring magazines back. Records are back. Yeah. Tapes are back. CDs, they're not really back, but they're, you know, they've bottomed out at least.
Can't get no lower.
The whole thing about CDs being back or having a resurgence was sort of a misnomer. Like, there's this one story that just
really
went around.
Really? You don't believe it?
No, well, there's this one sort of math factoid that went around and created, like, a buzz of, like, oh, shit, CDs are becoming a cool thing again. And what it was the last year, the year before, or last year, CDs had, like, never been lower in their history of sales since they began. And then this past year, they actually rose for the first time. So from their most bottom point in history, they rose like 1.5% on sales. And that was mostly because of three people of Adele, Taylor Swift, and I forget the third person, but it was all their record. They're like, they have such a sales that they accounted for most of the sales of CDs because their albums are so big. So that CDs did technically rise in sales this past year, but only because it was at the most bottomless thing it's ever been.
It didn't take much, in other words.
I was kind of getting excited there. I like physical media. I like being able to hold the music, hold the things. So
I know this isn't the CD podcast, but in our experience, we have teenage niece and nephews, And they like CDs because they are dirt cheap right now and they're, you know, jobless and
yeah.
I'm not saying that's poor nice. As in they're poor, but they don't have $18 to $20 to spend on a CD. So use like Rasputin and Amoeba.
There you go.
I think the teenagers are flocking to those because they can get mass amounts of music for and under just, $5.
Yeah, you can just keep playing it and playing it. Like, I don't... If I'm going to pay money for something, I want to have... I want to be able to have it. I don't want it like in a fake thing. Like, right now, the Spider-Man No Way Home, the big Spider-Man movie, you can buy it on digital for $20.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going to sound really old.
It's not tangible.
I understand, but like, yeah, but it's like, I'm going to spend $20 for having a digital version of it. That, like, what am I going to do with that? Like, if, what if I'm not using that same format in 5 years and I paid? But I mean, I know Blu-rays, I'll be able to play a Blu-ray in 5 years, even if nobody buys them anymore, I'll still be able to play it.
You think there's going to be players around?
Sure. Vintage Blu-ray players.
Vintage Blu-ray. Analog Blu-ray. Tube.
Vacuum tube. Yeah, Blu-ray you got to use tubes. It's a whole thing. And we've started off the show with a tangent. The poor new listener, new craft beer drinker is all. So wait. Like, what? I thought this was a... All right. That was a beer show. I was getting ready to learn.
We're just transitioning to the next phase.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to keep up with the times, too. If that means CD talk, then we're here for it.
We're here for it. Culture.
Culture. Nick, do you have some culture to talk with us?
Yes, I'm still here, even though my video feed is cut.
Yeah, Nick. By the way, if Nick doesn't sound as good this week, he spilled beer on his laptop right before we're about to start, and so he's having to phone it in right now. So that's why Nick doesn't sound as good as he normally does. So.
Wow.
Let the tailgate listeners already heard the whole incident.
Oh, great. That's right. They do that. Damn it. All right. Well, I made it for 2 years without doing that. So
that's pretty good. As I look on my laptop, there's two beers, open beers sitting on my laptop. By the way, I opened up El Segundo Power Plant Triple IPA. That El Segundo with the red can. And it's got the bolts on there. The Triple IPA. That's why I opened up right now. I got that going. Before, on the tailgate, I had Central Coast Brewing's Monterey Street Pale Ale. Lovely, awesome beer. And before that, my pre-tailgate beer was I'm trying to recall it. The Citra. El Segundo Citra.
Ooh, nice.
Pale ale. So that's where I'm at. 2 16-ounce pails in, and now I'm in the middle of a triple IPA.
Triple. Mikey, the session guy's going
what
triple.
What do you got there, Nick?
I started with There Does Not Exist, Psychic Advisor, as my tailgate pre-show beer. And now I have what's left of the portion that my laptop didn't drink. Uh-huh. Is a collab from Moxa and King Kong Brewing.
King
Hometown
Kong.
Handshake.
I guess that's a Sacramento area brewer, King Kong?
I guess so. It says, yeah, King Kong's out of Sacramento.
Mark
says out of Rockland.
Yeah.
He says Hometown Handshake, West Coast IPA. Keep cold, drink fresh. Does not say what hops are in it.
Maybe we should make a perfect pour handshake.
Okay.
Like everybody that doesn't get it, sneeze each other, they got to do like a specific handshake.
Yeah.
Like that Seinfeld like episode where George accidentally joins that gang, kind of.
Did we just get it? Paranoid, the desk is sticky now.
What you got going on? What's a culture?
Oh, the culture? The culture that caused me to spill my beer on my laptop because I got mad at the ad playing in the background?
Yep. Us beer geeks know how to destroy electronic equipment with our hobby.
We'll knock over anything. According to 9 News out of Colorado.
Channel 9 News, Denver's only source for beer news. Channel 9.
Yeah. Only source.
Traffic in the morning, traffic in the afternoon, traffic when you're at home.
There's always traffic.
Always traffic. Channel 9, Denver, Boulder.
Boulder. Like instead of a weather map, they just have a traffic map. Mm-hmm.
Traffic map.
Now you're meteorologist. Trafficologist. Okay. Trafficologist Mike C. Here with the traffic. So get ready to rock out with your craft beer out.
All right. Rock out with
12 your punk bands.
Can out. 12 punk bands? What's this?
Huh?
12 punk bands?
12 punk bands to perform at Denver's Craft Beer Festival.
Fuck yeah.
The festival will be held Saturday, August 20th at Fiddler's Green Amphitheater in Greenwood Village.
Ooh.
Punk and Drublick Craft Beer Music Festival features NOFX, Pennywise, Circle Jerks, The Suicide Machines, Adolescence, TSOL, Dwarves, sure. I believe it's pronounced Dwarves, the Bridge City Center's Bad Cop, pretty good, Pew Pew Pew, Cheap Perfume.
Damn, that sounds like a good time. Josh Cheehy might go to that.
The concert will last 17 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Punk song link joke.
Okay. I just make sure you're awake. If I had nothing better to do and found myself in Colorado on August 20th, I'd be there.
I might look into that.
Let's see.
Colin and Janine, get ready on that date.
Yeah, you think they're punk?
I don't know. That's an event they'll go to.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just going to have to get ready to host anybody that comes to town. And perfect for listenership or host. They're just going to have to make sure they're in town for that date, just in case. You got to get in that basement and just get ripped.
Get ripped. All the Blue Moon you can handle.
That Blue Moon basement. Colin and Janine's basement. Sponsored by Blue Moon. When you want something weedy.
Yeah. Tired of being hungry.
When you want to think you're drinking craft beer, try Blue Moon.
Doesn't say anything about the beer that's going to be there. They're more fascinated with the band.
Uh-oh. It's going to be it's probably going to be Oscar Blues. All Oscar Blues, which is no longer
all craft. Oscar Blues.
I don't know. Something like that.
So there's your punk beer news.
It'll go back on that the line out?
Maybe they're opening.
Yeah, they would get the 1 o'clock slot.
Is that's the crowd draw. Like, you gotta have a good
that's
band.
The most of the Fresno bands that get into festivals outside of Fresno, their time slot is the opening slot where only the crew, the festival crew, and maybe one or two people from the band playing after them are there.
Yeah. That's either we don't know who you are, or we want you to draw the crowd in early. So there's
you get to take the hit crowd
when the real band goes on.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than going first or second in the festival, a day long festival, because you're just eating it.
I mean, the only good thing is you get to drink beer the rest of the day.
That's true. You're like, hey, we did our job.
Yeah. Finished hours ago. Oh, food trucks. Street. Oh, no, this is a different. I'm already on the second article. I was like, hey, there's food trucks there. No, it's already happened.
Food trucks.
So.
The savior of all brewery tap rooms, food trucks.
Food trucks. I mean, soon car shows.
What would you tap rooms
quite
do
a few
without
vendors
it?
Contact us this year to want to be a part of our car show.
Oh.
Food trucks. They're searching out grouping the gatherings of people.
Next weekend, come out to Madeira if you want to check out some cars.
That's right.
Is that Volkswagen or is that more?
Yeah, we only do Volkswagen.
Only Volkswagen.
No, maybe some Porsches, if there's some vintage Porsches.
April 9th?
10th.
April 10th. Madeira Fairgrounds. Volkswagen and possible vintage Porsche.
Yeah.
Check out.
Maybe an Audi or two. We don't know. We'll see how crazy we get.
Only allow in the cool Aldis.
All German, yeah.
All the German.
Why don't we have a pretzel necklace spender? I'm thinking about this right now. Pretzel. The
Perfect Boar merch? Are you talking about Perfect Boar merch?
Sure. We're going to sell some merch there?
Sure.
Make some money?
Do we have a pretzel necklace bib? I don't know.
The official mustard holder. The necklace. Mustard holder necklace cup. With a Perfect Boar logo on it. Am I losing you? I keep getting. Yeah, I feel here. Like I can keep cutting out.
We're here. We're good.
All right. So, more proof that the world's opening up, other than the, I'm sure we'll get to Fresias here in a minute. Atascadero says thousands of people head out to the Sunken Gardens on Saturday, March 26th for the 4th annual Central Coast Craft Beer Festival. So, competing with Fred's, yes. Yeah. Atascadero says, big middle finger to the valley.
Yeah, right. Good luck getting 21,000 people in Atascadero. Is Atascadero a suburb of Paso Robles? Or is Paso Robles a suburb of Atascadero?
Wow, who came first?
Who came first?
Yeah. Who's a branch of what trunk?
Who's what? Wait, you broke
up.
I don't know.
I'm breaking
never
up.
Never mind. Don't listen to us. Listen, podcast listener, please. Or tangent.
Listen, don't listen to us. Okay.
I love it when they talk about areas I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. That's my favorite part of the show.
Just Google it.
I suggest keeping a map open while you listen to the podcast. Just have a map open on the side so you can reference it.
I do that. Is that not, do not people not do that? Yeah. Like, always have a map handy when you're listening to me.
I do that. Say something and I'm like, oh, look at that on the map.
Look at that up. I love maps. So anyways, blah, blah, blah. Atascadero Why do we care? They are Firestone Walker adjacent. They are There Does Not Exist adjacent. They are Libertine adjacent. They are Central Coast Brewing adjacent. All our favorite Central Coast breweries surround the Atascadero area. So
just get with Tony Bags. He'll tell you what's up.
Yeah. It wasn't just local breweries that participated. Pizza Port was there. Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wild Fields was there. That's Wild Fields is new to Fresno, I think.
Yeah, they're, well, they're yeah, the market, they've been in the market for a little bit, but they're, you know, fairly new.
Yeah. Have you heard of Ancient Owl yet?
I have not.
Okay, they're a craft beer bar. I guess they were showcasing some of their finer elixirs. So they are scheduled. They are scheduling this for March of 2023. This festival will continue to carry on now that they can do so in the new world. But who knows? It could compete with Fres. Yes, so I might never see this festival. It's always the last Saturday in March.
Oh, yeah. Oh, golly.
So those are the pertinent news stories that I found. Do you want to do headlines, or should we move on?
give us one headline. We'll see.
Two engineers with a love for beer open a microbrewery in Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Colorado? Or is that Virginia?
You're going to make me get my map out, aren't you?
Map, get your map out. Everyone get your map out. Let's look up where Mount Vernon Brewing is. Or something.
It's strange. Oh, yeah, it's the news. Virginia.
Aha.
They got a Costco.
We got a Costco.
I'm surprised and also not surprised about the number of engineers that have converted to craft brewers. I don't know why those two fit so well. But I'm going to say a third of all the stories I've heard of. What did you do before you became a brewer? I was an engineer. Are we still Googling?
No, I don't know. Are you? Are we done?
I don't know. Are you on another headline?
Yeah, give us another headline.
All right. Owner of soon to close Tin Whiskers predicts a craft beer reckoning.
Oh. Sir, we've already had the reckoning. Now, I don't know if you're aware. Maybe this is your problem. You weren't really aware of the outside world. But craft beer already had its reckoning. The both reckonings that you would be able to refer to, the reckoning of not being people not acting properly within the craft beer community as far as treating others, especially females, properly, that reckoning, and then the reckoning of like craft beer is not the hot, the new hot thing anymore. So, yeah. You're not telling us anything there, guy. There's going to be a reckoning in craft beer, guys. You'll see. Yeah.
This is the new version of the guy at the end of Silver Dollar.
Yep.
You guys are going to see it's all going to come crashing down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean
put your money in gold.
Oh, you mean something like, we're going to face a pandemic. We're going to have everybody that's an asshole in craft beer outed. And we're also going to be not cool anymore. And a bunch of people are going to move over to seltzers. You think that's going to happen? Yeah, that's going to happen. Okay, yeah. We already did that.
Yeah. Thanks. Next, you're going to tell me to invest in Apple.
Be a reckoning, you guys. I'm good, man. I'm fine with going back to the way it was before. All I know is we're in a bet. I'm speaking for Fresno, and I feel like this is the case everywhere. You put, we're a lot better off now than we were 10 years ago. So
yes.
I credit the craft beer boom for giving us laying a foundation for us to now use that we didn't have before. And I don't think that foundation's going anywhere. We're still going to.
We had a correction that was long overdue and caught us up in almost no time.
Mm-hmm.
But we can pull back a little bit because we are like your check the dates motto at the end of the show is not wrong. We're not oversaturated yet, but if we're not careful, I think we could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got.
I think we have enough market to maintain fresh beer all the time.
Yeah, we haven't purged all the excess IPAs out there. That's for sure.
No,
but no. We're.
I mean, with always having, we always have a good handful of favorites on hand. Like, I think the market has pretty much kind of, how do you say it? Like, we found some really good staples to hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have paid attention and purchased the right beers. So the beers that are here consistently are good enough to get you by. But yeah, we still have a good variety of fresh, new stuff, unique stuff coming through.
Yeah. I like it.
Like pale ale will always be around. Pale ale will forever be around in the valley.
Yeah. We're, I'm good.
You're good? You're happy?
I'm happy. I've said this before in the show, but, we're never going to get that magical, like, all the cool restaurants are going to have a great tap list thing that felt like we're gonna get there for a minute, and the regular grocery stores aren't gonna just, I don't think, are the craft beer aisles extending anymore, that's for sure, at the very least. So, but we know where we're to get our beer that we like, and we're good.
Think so.
All the people are like, I'm off craft beer. I'm going into cider and the seltzers. And that's fine. Enjoy that. But
you help yourself.
It's not terrible, but also, it's not as cool as beer, I guess. What else? Another headline. One more headline. We'll get off.
Oh, one more. Uno mas. All right. I'm stalling. All right. Well, if you could make sense of this, God bless you.
Yeah, but
Slippery Mermaid owner shooting to bring first craft brewery to the village of Sewickley.
What country is that?
The reporter is from Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's trying to be
Slippery Mermaid Sushi Bar.
Slippery.
Slickly Staple. All right.
Are they just trying to throw it?
To convert it?
Are you
into
in the puzzle section
brewery?
Of the newspaper? Are you in the tongue yeah. twisters?
I'm in.
Do you want to do the Wordle? Do the crossword and then do the tongue twister? The Slippery Sushi Swirtle is opening up a herd hash hurdle.
Yeah, I did not read that headline. The headline did not sound like I thought it would. Now it makes sense to me. Slippery Mermaid owner shooting to bring first craft beer brewery to the village.
All right.
So he's.
This guy owns the sushi bar. Shot. The sushi bar owner is like, I'm going to bring
yeah.
craft beer.
He is hoping to bring the first craft brewery to the village.
See? Craft beer is growing, guys.
Yeah. No. I know. Reckoning's coming.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Bad time.
That guy told us there's a reckoning coming. Oh, fuck. We're fucked. Oh, there's a reckoning coming.
Yeah, thanks, I'm still going to do it.
Beerstradamus.
Like, we're going to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that headline. I'm either not smart or that headline is written poorly because I did yeah. not get out of the article.
No, I think that's an article that the person that lives in that town reads fine, but anyone else that doesn't live in that town would read it weird. Cause
come on, bro. Put a hella in there for California.
Yeah. Well, Sierra Nevada Brewing and Carl Strauss.
Oh,
they
yes.
teaming up. The Carl Strauss does their collab series, keeps it going. This is the one with Sierra Nevada. It's called What's Cooler Than Being Cool? A cold IPA.
Oh, God.
So if Sierra Nevada and Carl Strauss says cold IPA, then I guess we got to listen. We all know it's
the maltiest IPA
IPL. It's an IPL. No, it's not supposed to be malty. Cool IPAs. They're India Pale Lagers that they just call cold IPAs now.
But it's IPA. Isn't the A mean ale?
Yeah. That's the whole issue with people saying, no, you can't call that an ale.
Okay.
But they're like, no, but everyone likes India Pale things. So we're just going to call yeah. our lagers India Pale or cold IPAs.
So we're all eating it out back and we're all ordering jumbo shrimp.
Yes. And blooming onions.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Like, how can you have a jumbo shrimp?
It's a bloomin' onion. It's not onion.
A bloomin' onion? Bolsters.
You're going to have Australian, a bloomin' onion coming out back. We'll have a bloomin' onion. We don't have onions on the outback. And nothing blooms either. It's all a crock.
It's all a crock. Talk amongst yourselves. Here's a topic. Bloomin' onions.
Neither onion nor blooming. Discuss.
Or they're blooming.
Oh, let's do some. Well, I guess. Well, we could do some in big con drinking, but otherwise, but fortunately, I was hoping Matt would be here. But Fresyes Fest, this little downtown festival that's centered around Tioga Square Brewing, pulled in more than 20,000 people.
Wow.
And I mean, I was trying to think the day of, and like, there can't be any mini craft breweries. This is, you know, and Tiago's an indie brewer. There can't be too many indie brewers that have that that handle that kind of a volume of 20,000 people going through your place over the course of a day? You know, I know like around a stadium in a major city, you're going to have maybe have some like beer hall kind of places that may, I guess, maybe handle that a similar amount of people over the course of a day. But there's not going to be many. I'm going to venture to say Tioga.
The stadium would be a good utilization down there.
Yeah. Tioga Square might be the most any brewer that handled the, on a day, one day basis, handles the most freaking people in craft beer. Yeah. I'm putting it out there. Like, if anybody knows of a brewery, a craft indie brewer that is has seen 20,000 people over a course of one day.
Right.
Let us know.
Less than 12 hours, right? Because they open at 1 and they close.
Yeah. They open at 1. Well, they probably opened before that, but let's say they open let's say they open at 11, close at 10. Or let's say we'll just give them 12 hours.
Let's say
12 hours. 12-hour span, 20,000 people in a 12-hour span. I mean, do you know of an independent brewer that's ever handled that volume in history?
Yeah, I've not heard of one. I mean, without the word festival behind it, but yeah, it's Fresno Fest. Never mind. Like the Firestone and Walker Invitational probably does that, but
they don't have 20,000. They do not have 20,000 people.
You don't think they even get 20,000?
No, I can't. They can't, right? Because I've heard that place. It's a great festival. So that means there's not an excessive amount of people. And yeah, and like you're saying, that's not even a brewery. That's a festival. So I mean, I'm not saying all 20,000 plus people that it was actually 21,000 or more at the festival. That doesn't mean that not all those people went through Tioga. I understand, but a majority of them did. We were in the thick of it. It was like, imagine a line getting into Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland. That's the kind of lines that were waiting to get beer.
Right. And there was no fast pass.
No fast pass. Damn. There's a couple questions for Matt that only Matt can answer, but I'm just going to leave those. So we'll just wait for next week, maybe.
Yeah. Like, what was in the VIP room?
Who was in there? Why were we not allowed in the VIP room?
Why?
And what went on in there?
Yeah.
Huh? What kind of stuff's going on in there?
Was it purely just because it's the only air conditioned room in the vicinity?
There's a VIP room during the festival. We weren't allowed in there. Nobody would let us in there. So
we tried.
Yeah, just
not very hard, but we tried.
Yeah, we tried a little bit. So
there were multiple bars. I visited at least 4 different bars at the venue.
Yeah. One thing I found interesting about this Press Yes Fest, you have 21,000 people.
Yeah.
Tioga was no, I mean, I know what 411 was open. They're a little, it's a tap room it's very small. And then there's another tap room in the old Zach's Brewing that we won't mention. But it was all craft beer there was no, all independent indie beer. There was no place where they're you could also get Coors Light or Bud Light. Like 21,000 people. Most of them not beer geeks came to a huge event and were, in essence, had if they wanted to drink beer, they had to drink independent indie beer. They had no other option to do it, and they did. So there's probably not that many events like that either, where you're going to have this huge event for the city, the whole city, not beer geeks, the whole city, that you only have the indie beer brewer event. Like, that's your only option. Not even like a hard, there's not even like a hard liquor place, right? Like, I don't know that there was any tent or tent
built. The Modernist is down there.
Yeah, that's a, there is a beer.
Really investigate if they were open or not.
Yeah, that's a craft.
They were
craft bar, craft cocktail bar. That's very small.
Yeah, but they're a craft cocktail bar. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like not really. That would be a scary. That's a scary day for a little. little tiny spot like 411 and the Modernist to be like have 20,000 people outside the door like,
right,
give me a rum and coke.
Yeah, even if a sixth of them went down to go get a hard drink or or something different, even that would overwhelm them. I got a crazy dog.
Damn boxers. Terrible podcast. They'll mess up your podcast every time.
I successfully stole 5 cups from the event. I mean, borrowed.
Hey.
5.
Oh, shit. It's not. They said it was okay. That mystery kind of got figured out where they didn't mind you taking them with you.
As long as they're empty, when you're
there. Yep.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your
driving? Oh, this is the time when the listeners take over the show. You can be one of those people if you email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, record something, and then email that file to that email. We'll play it on the show. Or if you want to just old school voicemail it, we're there. We're here for that as well. You can 24/7. You can call the voicemail line 559-492-0542. It's sitting there. Nobody's going to answer it. Only the voicemail is going to pick up. So those are ways you can be on the show. And we're going to start off with traditional voicemails this week from...
Hey, guys. Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, it's like Paul. I haven't called in a while.
I know.
Life has just been busy and crazy.
Yeah. It gets that way.
But I just wanted to share this little tidbit. I had gotten... some of that half acre, their classic daisy cutter pale, which I seem to remember being more like dry hoppy tasting, but I tasted it and I was like, yeah, this just tastes like kind of a slightly modern Sierra Nevada almost, which is not a bad thing by any means. So that led me to today. I was at my local Trader Joe's and I saw a 6-pack of the old classic Sierra Nevada pale and I said, I'm going to get some of that. So anyway, I had the daisy cutter, and then right after, I had the Sierra Nevada Pale, and guess which one was better in my estimation?
Oh.
The Sierra.
Ooh.
It tasted further. It was kind of more well-balanced, and so take that. Sierra still stands up. All right, that's it. I have a lot to share,
we're gonna have to blind taste test that.
Bog down the voicemail. I'll kind of share.
Come on, bog us down.
We're ready for
tidbits here and there.
Bog us down.
I hope you guys are doing well. I continue to listen and be brightened every time I listen to the show. So keep up the good work, guys. And I love you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Love you too, Paul. You can ramble or whatever, talk about whatever you want, man. Paul.
Yeah. Paul could have, like, every week he misses, he could have that extra boost. Keep the good work, keep the good work, keep the good work.
the good work, guys. So I want to blind taste test Paul with Daisy Cutter Pale. Like, I think he's gonna, like, I think he's, you know, he's, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think probably Sierra Pale won legitimately, yeah. But you know, there's a little bit of bias going, regional bias going on.
Regional bias.
So it's pretty, I don't know how independent that judging was. That's all I'm saying. But, I mean, I'm going to pick Sierra Pell over Daisy Cutter, hopefully, but I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know. Go to emailed voicemails.
What's going on, guys? It's Colin and Janine.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Janine didn't know I was going to do this. So I just kind of sprung it on her. She's so, like, what? She's like, want to say what? Hi. We went to Arizona.
We did. We met up with XL, and he was just such an awesome dude.
Yeah, he was awesome. Wow. It was really great of him to drive down. It sounded like it was a long drive for him.
Yeah, he drove like an hour to meet us, which was really cool of him.
Yeah, we found this cool little beer bar.
Tap House.
Kind yeah. Of. Yeah, Tab House. And they had Pure Project, so I was really excited about that because I love Pure Project. And they had Rent House there. And, amongst other things, you could
Humble
buy
Humble Sea.
Yeah, a lot of Humble Sea. You could buy cans and walk away with them. Like, they would bag them up for you and you take them out.
Yeah, that was great. Like, we had a great time in Arizona.
Yeah, we discovered Chandler as being a really, really cool spot.
Like, been
a
there.
Really small gym down had there. It?
Yeah, they had this brewery called Petal House.
Petal House? I'm sorry, Petal House. Petal
House in the German way, H-A-U-S.
Yeah, yeah, that place was dope, though. They had awesome beers, amazing...
food.
Food.
They had this cool patio. It was like, it's March, and granted, you know, here in Colorado, it was like snowing when we left, and it was like 95 there. So yeah, we were happy.
Well, you were down with the 95 degree weather for sure. It felt good.
Yeah. We spent all day at the pool on Thursday.
I brought my UV light to find scorpions, but I didn't find any.
I'm okay. Aww.
I thought maybe I'd see one.
I mean, I didn't want to find any scorpions.
There wasn't any scorpions. That was cool. I'll back home is good. Does that wrap it up with Arizona? I mean, we did Fate. We didn't go to Rent House. We wanted to with XL.
We went to Goldwater.
Goldwater is impressive. That place is really, really good.
Yeah, they did their hop chowder. They had a normal flagship is a hop chowder, but they did a hop chowder citra, which was delicious.
It was delicious. It had like a little bit of a, like, you know, that hop burn when the hops are so fresh and so delicious that it almost burns your throat, but not really. Like, that was that beer. It was I call it the fire. It was like fire. Yeah. Fire.
That was really cool. I think we did find out, though, that when we retire, we don't want to live in Scottsdale per se. We want to live outside of Scottsdale. So,
yeah.
That's when we discovered Chandler, and I think Chandler might be the spot.
Well, Janine's 25, so she can't retire for another, I don't know, whatever
years. Oh, Janine, she's so 25.
21 years above that.
Nah, it's a great town for beers. Mikey knows, everybody knows, XL knows.
They all were so knowledgeable about their beer. Like, everyone knew everything about Colorado beer. They knew we were from Colorado, and they just couldn't stop talking about Colorado beer. It was awesome.
It was good. Even more than the beer tenders that are here. They pretty much, sometimes they know stuff, but the guys out there, they seem really invested in the whole entire thing. So
Yeah. We met some really awesome beer nerds there.
So we're at 3 minutes and 9 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
So
keep up the good work.
Keep
up the good work, guys.
Meow. Bye, Mikey. Nick.
Bye.
Matt.
You got me to say meow, okay? You got me to say meow. Now, Colin secretly tries to get me to say meow all the time. And I did it. And I didn't even know I did it. It worked. You're like that Paul Rudd and Conan O'Brien bit where Paul Rudd plays that clip from that show and it fools Conan every time.
Mac and Me.
Yeah. Yep. The Mac and Me clip. That's what Colin does to me every time with the meow. He gets me to say meow. Yeah, man. I'm glad Phoenix area getting some love. And that they're mentioning about everyone seems to know about Denver or Colorado. I don't know what it is, but like as a former Phoenician and who has lots of family in the Phoenix area, like Denver, that's just sort of like one of the vacation spots for Phoenix, more so than other cities, I think.
Like Phoenix goes to Denver?
No, it's not close, but it's like, you know, it's a real easy flight. So,
But I was asking who goes which way?
No, it's mostly, it's mostly Phoenix people going to Denver. Okay. So, like, what Colin and Janine were saying, like, how Phoenix bartenders are sort of knowledgeable about Colorado beer, it's because, like, there's, I think people from Phoenix go to Denver as much as they go to San Diego. Like San Diego and Denver are like two big vacation cities for Phoenix people. So there you go. Thanks for calling, Colin and Janine. We got one more voicemail, and it's from who do you think it's from? Who do you think?
Yo, what's up? Perfect Portrait, you be here. Just a quick little heads up, homie. Zane Lamprey, homie. Three Sheets, also from Drinking Made Easy and Chugging, homie. Zane Lamprey is doing a comedy tour, homes. Comedy, the tour is called Lager Than Life, ese. And he's visiting a bunch of breweries, homie. How many? Way too many. I'll give you a few. He'll be at Flying Bison in Buffalo, New York. He'll be at Three Heads Brewing in Rochester, New York. Let me throw... he'll be at Maui Brewing in Waikiki and at Kihei in Hawaii. He'll be at Washington Zilla at Wandering Hops. Where else is he hitting? He's going to be in Canada, Toronto, Steam Whistle Brewing Company. He's also... He'll be in... Maine at Illinois at Noon Whistle Brewing in Chicago at Metropolitan Brewing, Milwaukee at Broken Bat Brewing. I know there's some LA ones, some California ones. Let me scroll down real quick. He'll be in Portland, Oregon at Copper Mountain Ale Works, at Washington, Tacoma, Seven Seas Brewing. Connecticut, East Vahan, the Beer Racks, Nevada, Reno at Record Street Brewing. In California, Santa Rosa, Shady Oaks Brewing Company at San Carlos, California, Devil's Canyon Brewing. At Berkeley, Gilman Brewing Company, he'll be hitting, what else? He'll be at Mason Ale Works. He'll be at Bulletin Figueroa Mountain Brewing Company in California. He's also at Pocock Brewing Company in Santa Clarita, California, which is my neighbor in city. I would love to go, but the beer there sucks, so I probably won't do that. He's also in Savannah, Georgia, with South Bond Brewing, Arizona, Phoenix, at AZ Wilderness DPX. Also, he's at Phoenix, Arizona. He's at two of them, homie, back to backs. He's everywhere. This guy's doing about 50 different breweries. If you guys like comedy and you like cold beers, I suggest you guys go watch Zane. Zane is an amazing, funny guy. He'll be at L. Smith Brewing Company in San Diego. He'll be at Booze Brothers Brewing Company in Vista, California. Fort Pierce in, what is it called? Ismoreland, Florida. Tampa, Florida at Cigar City Brewing. Mortarworks Brewing in Bradenton, Florida. This dude is going every like a lot of breweries. He's helping a lot of breweries, homie. It's called Zane Lamprey's Lager Than Life Comedy Tour. Man, it would be pretty dope if he was in Fresno at Tioga Sequoia. That would be pretty cool. Or even at A18 Brewery. Who knows, homie? He's still adding more to his tours. And here, let me click buy a ticket and tell you how much a ticket is. $29 to $44.
Reasonable.
Not bad, Holmes. Not bad at all. So check him out. Zane Lamprey Comedy Tour, Lager Than Life. This is Chew Your Beer, and this was paid for by Zane Lamprey and the co-companies of Rich Relentis and Tony Cortez.
I hope so.
We're getting paid.
I had Zane Lamprey Bear paid to something.
Yeah.
Do you think he's got all these beer related venues bookings? You think this guy really knows, or is he just like using breweries?
Like, I get free beer when I show up.
Like, if you're gonna do comedy in a brewery,
mm-hmm.
you better come correct. Like, you can't just be like, huh? So, huh? The Coors, huh? Not good, right? Huh? Like, you can't hops, do like,
am I right?
Yeah. You guys like hops, do you? Can't just do some basic ass bullshit. You're gonna.
Is that because they hop in the fermenter?
We can. We can smell whether or not you actually care about craft beer or not. So.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Betting.
I don't know about the Zane Lamprey Chew. I hope Chew got a free ticket to the Zane Lamprey show.
Because of all that.
Yeah.
Promotion.
We didn't get anything. Nobody from Zane Lamprey's camp contacted us.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Give us a call next time. You can get yourself on the show. We're also looking for a new Apple podcast review. If you haven't done that yet, that'd be cool. Cheers to Fontana Jim for giving us reviews on Spotify. But if you can, help us out and give us like a review on the Apple podcast, that'd be pretty cool. Just saying.
Could be cool.
Or I could just.
I don't know how cool you're going to feel if you do it.
The Nick 80. You had to get it on Saturday. What have you been drinking?
Did we do the handshake? Was it a get it?
Yeah, we didn't come up with that before that. Now we've got to come up with
it. Now I got to do the handshake. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I believe I had 5 General Shermans.
Yeah, you're just all General Shermaning during Fresnes. Like General Sherman. You didn't even want to get a Fulton Street? You don't like the Fulton Street?
I did have a Fulton Street. That was the one can I had from the can bar.
Yeah.
The remote can bar out towards the stage. I had a Fulton Street, but the rest was Sherman. DH.
Sherm.
Sherman. Let's see, I want 2 Shermans at the back bar, 2 DDHs at the front bar, a Fulton Street.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I get the 5th? I think the 5th Sherman was from the draft side of the remote stage bar.
All right. Yeah. Gotcha.
The front area. Yeah.
So I visited
four of the 6 bars available on the campus.
That's good. I wish you would have visited every single one, but that's fine.
Lines were thick. Tried to even out my ticket distributions.
Sure.
Did you find any secret bars? Do you know of any?
No, I didn't even go. I'm wondering if they had in Grizzly Stadium, that social club there, they might have had like secret bar kind of things. But no, I didn't go over there.
I have a feeling you were hanging out in the same area I was most of the day? Did you venture off anywhere else?
Yeah,
did you make it to the local rock stage and all that?
I did. There wasn't anything special going on down there outside of the music.
Yeah.
It was not any special beer or anything, really. It was the most neglected area of the festival, for sure. Like, let's just stick the local rock stage. What do you mean? All of it was local rock, actually. But, like, let's just stick the other second stage over here, and we just won't worry about it. It was all Tioga Sequoia, man.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
What were you saying? I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I was saying other than the Fred Yes beer, I did have a Pontiac Pile Driver from New Glory. And I think it was a Vibe Check or Vibe City.
Yeah.
Also from New Glory. Yeah. I think those are my outside of Tioga beers for the weekend.
All right. Besides having my Tioga's at Fres, yes. Which, like, doy. having that Citra from El Segundo.
We had to get it for the first time in how many years?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess since Rush Day. Never mind.
Wait, what?
We were at Rush Day, November.
Yeah, yeah. A Nerd Immunity from Bottle Logic. They're pale. It's a pale ale.
Oh,
it's got a bunch of different glasses frames on the label. That's good. Ubudank from New Glory. It was a decent, pretty good date. February date, so I snatched it up. Cold Press from Alvarado Street, the hazy IPA. That was pretty good. Vibe City, New Glory IPA. That's one of the beers I drink during watching the Oscars. Valley Haze. Oh, now we're back to Fresno's. So I had a Valley Haze, Fulton Street IPA. And before that, Pizza Port's Remote Location IPA. So, and another Pizza Port.
That was Swami's. Just a straight IPA? The Pizza Port, that was just a single IPA?
I think so. I think it's just a
single. I remember seeing that at the market.
Yeah, it's there. You go ahead and pick it up. Yeah. Because it's a good price. It's like $3.90 or something like that.
That one got bumped, I think, for one of the New Glory beers.
Swami's. Society Brewing's Bulbous Flowers. Sunny Hours from Alvarado Street and Imperial Double IPA. Now we're getting into last week's Intent to Swing, blah, blah, blah. So, find me Dorktown on the tap. Find Nick as the Nick 80. And find Matt, Bearded Brewer, 87. The time of the show, we give out cheers to people we want. And I forgot to mention, if you want to get in on the baseball fantasy league, definitely need more people to show up and sign up. So look in the show notes. I have been forgetting or just not getting the link in the show notes the past couple weeks, like I said it would, but hopefully it is there now. I know last week's show, at perfectportpod.com, I got a link in there for it. If you go into we're using ESPN's fantasy baseball app. So if you go into the ESPN fantasy baseball and you search for Perfect Pour, Fantasy Baseball League. You'll probably find it. Or just look in the show notes. There might be, hopefully, be a link for you to just click and enjoy it. So there's that. You have any cheers, Nick?
Well, cheers to you, Mikey. It was nice to see you Saturday and hang out. And for you guys as well. Good get it Saturday. I don't know if it's a sign of the times or the way Tioga marketed the event or pandemic post.
Everyone wanting to go out.
I did not recognize one damn person down there.
That's not true. We had people come to the table. We had like Paul. We had Jake from State Farm, and
we did see them.
So we had a rep. We had a rep crew.
Zach, Mario from Sierra Nevada, Jake from State Farm. We did get to see them. They did a drive-by. Said hello. Cheers to John Brazy. He's one of the brewers down there. I saw him pouring beer at the back bar.
John Brazy's like their head brewer, not the lead brewer. Of the top 2 to 3 brewers at Tioga Sequoia, he is there. And he is just at this big festival just slinging beer like with the rest of the people.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yep. Most brewers I'm a brewer. But this, and John, he's in there in the trenches. Not even like the trenches of like the main section of the brewery. Like went back and like went to the just selling alcohol spot. Like I'm just here helping out, man.
Yeah. The reason he became a brewer to never have to serve a beer. Here he is. Okay, so there was like a handful of people, but it's not the Prezias from years past where you would see 40 to 50% of the crowd you kind of knew or have run across at one time.
Yeah, you notice as seeing people like, oh, that guy's same guy. I see that guy every time I go out.
Right. Did see Josh Teehee. He cruised by.
Yeah.
Thanks to him. Yeah, it was good. It was a good.
Courtney, did you see Courtney? I saw Courtney. I hung out with Courtney. No.
I heard she was there. I did not see her.
Oh, I hung out with her. She is now. Somebody go help Courtney make a voicemail. She's now the past 2 weeks she's tried to get a voicemail, and one of them, she thinks she sent but didn't get sent, and another one messed up. But she's been trying to get on the show, but can't sort out her voicemail technique. So
yeah.
So if anyone wants to go to Courtney's house, help her out with her voicemail.
There is another Zoo Brew coming up. I'll have to get the dates on that. Zoo Brew. Did want to talk about that. Right. Brews and Zoos? I don't know what they call it.
Roaring Pours.
Oh, yeah, Roaring Pours. I like Zoo Brew.
I'm partial to Zoo Brew. Cheers to our golden gods. The Perfect Pour. Golden gods give us $5 or more every month, and we reciprocate that with some bonus content, namely the tailgate of each show. So big cheers to our golden gods as always for paying our bills. If you want to become one, patreon.com/perfectpour. Check it out. Become a golden god. Also cheers to Green Hawk Brew Company. Treasure? They're on the Treasure Coast there, Green Hawk.
Wow, is that Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Also cheers to Chu and Courtney and Jay for helping us out with their social media. And Just cheers to you, the listener of the show. I really appreciate you being here all the way through. And if you could share and talk about the show with a friend of yours, we'd appreciate it. PerfectPourPod.com is the website, the blog, at PerfectPourPod on social media. And that's the things you all need to know. What else, Nick? We got anything else? All right. So have a great week.
Of course.
Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But check your dates.